some time back, we featured a crusade that had been waged in Murula Dal, which is part of Four Ways. And the community there was so concerned about the bush baby habitat that they started a petition amongst a number of other actions, because they got in touch with the city, ward councillors, whole host of other people, but they mobilized the community and created a petition that had a lot of signatures, which then went forward to the petitions committee in the city of Johannesburg. And that process is still undergoing. But interestingly, they've had some developments. One of the role players in the development, Taito, an organization that was going to project manage the development, then issued a statement to say that they hereby resign from the position of project manager for the development that's been mentioned. The owner of the property have been notified and have accepted the resignation. That Taito have decided that due to the community sensitivity and controversy surrounding the current application for the development, it was no longer appropriate for it to be involved in the project. And that the owners of the property are considering their position and will be making a statement in the near future regarding their intention for the development of the property. We would appreciate that the record be amended to reflect the current factual position and any future made in reference to Taito and its involvement in the above referenced development will therefore be factually incorrect. And that came from the project manager of this organization. And so they have pulled out of this project, which would have meant the wiping out of what is believed to be the last bush baby habitat in that part of the city. So there was some power clearly in what this petition managed to achieve. And recently, I also got an update from the team at Amandla.mobi. Koketso Moedi is the executive director at Amandla.mobi. And they were just updating everyone who has been signatories, who have added to their petitions over the years, who have cared about the causes that they have raised. They were giving an update about 2018 at the start of 2019 by informing members of the victories that they had in the previous year. And so I think this highlights the power of petitions beyond being a keyboard activist. There are other means that we can use to bring pressure on authorities to listen to us as community members. So we've invited Koketso to speak to us about the victories that they had last year, the progress that's been made from some of the causes from last year. Koketso, good afternoon and thank you for your time.
Good afternoon. Always a pleasure.
So collective accomplishments, this is how you've dubbed it, just a few of your collective accomplishments. And I love that particular phrase because it's a great reminder that in our numbers, that when we add our names, our signatures, our voices to a particular cause, and we continue to drive it, we can change the circumstance.
Completely, completely. You know, the building up of social power is really about people coming together and bringing what they can, whether it's your skills, some form of cooperation, your money, your submissions. But when these things are working together, it becomes a way of merely moving us from being there and bearing witness to actually building up the power to change the circumstances.
Yes.
The collectives are very important in that sense.
Mm. I know one of the big causes that you had been involved with and kept with for a period, a long period of time, was the question of sanitary pads. What is the update there and what kind of actions did you take?
So on the sanitary pads, we had a costume which we dubbed the revolutionary pads, which has chased politicians all across the country. You know, people came out, made submissions to the panel that was looking at investigating what items should be zero-rated, and sanitary pads were included on this list. This will be happening at the end of April this year.
Yeah.
But over and above that, there was a launch of a program to provide free sanitary pads to, you know, girls at low-income schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are very important victories, but the work is not yet done. We do know that corporates do push back on such victories, right,
mm-hmm.
where they will try to pass the cost on to consumers. So right now, there is a move towards monitoring the prices of sanitary pads to ensure that this victory is not taken away by profit-maximizing corporates.
Yes.
So with every win, there is a need to, you know, really defend and safeguard that win and continue to build the momentum.
Absolutely. And I know that you secured the commitment from National Treasury to make funds available for the provision of sanitary pads at school. And as you said, that zero rating that you mentioned, the VAT, the scrapping of VAT for sanitary pads is going to kick in April. So I think that's great progress considering the kind of fight that was waged over a number of years. Now, a really stubborn one that requires regulatory changes and one that continues to be in the thorn of many South African side is the cost of data in this country.
Completely, completely. I mean, the cost of to communicate in South Africa is completely ridiculous. And as a Mandla.mobi, our position has particularly been, it is disgraceful that the poor are forced to pay a poverty premium on data, right? So those who use, the less connected, who use smaller bundles, have often been pickpocketed by the mobile network operators on whom most people who live in informality are dependent for data connection. So last year with the Data Must Fall campaign, there was a lot of progress that was made, right? ITASA put in place regulations. We went there armed with thousands of submissions from people to ensure that, you know, greedy mobile network operators can't take people's airtime when data is finished, and also to roll over data. So your data shouldn't expire. You should get your complete value for money. So while there was pushback from the operators, they eventually caved and the regulations kicked in on the 1st of March. But just before that, we saw things like Vodacom attempt to make people pay for the data rollover.
Yes, to 49 Rand was the figure that they were considering charging us, yeah.
Completely. And I mean, it is ridiculous that here is a hard-won victory to ensure that consumers are protected, right? And now they want to, for you to enjoy the benefit of that victory, you have to pay a special levy. While they have backtracked on that, we are keeping a close eye on what they are doing. So, for example, what they want to do is, if you have a 5 gigabyte data bundle, right, you have to buy another 5 gigabyte for the data to roll over. And we are saying that low-income consumers cannot always afford the same amount of data every time. And the reality is we should not be charged or, you know, be forced to buy something in order to enjoy the full value that consumers we deserve. So this is an ongoing battle, but we will say there have been progress that has been made, which we are very excited about. And we are also looking forward to, because the Competition Commission had its own separate process into which we also gave made submissions into. We are looking forward to the release of that report as well.
Yes. So those are some of the big ones, but, you know, they're also culturally important efforts, like making sure that a documentary of the importance of miners shot down was broadcast for broader society to be able to see. And you achieved that so that the Marikana massacre story could be shared and told and seen broadly in this country. So I think this just proves that there is power. It requires patience. It is a long game in certain cases, but that it is important, and maybe people will get on board at different stages in the process, but that there is value in adding your name to such causes in general.
Completely, completely. And this is what we should be doing, you know, all the time, thinking about how are we acting collectively, you know, to force the change we want to see.
Absolutely.
I mean, nobody is going to build the world we want, you know, as an act of kindness, you know, in an act of benevolence to us. We need to always be thinking about how do we harness creatively all the tools available to us, you know, whether digital tools, whether whatever form that we can, whatever skill we have, how do we harness them together and build the world that we want to see and we want to be in.
Absolutely, Koketso. So like Alice Walker said, we are the ones we've been waiting for. Thank you so much for that update.
A pleasure.
Thank you. That's Koketso Moeti, the executive director at Amandla.mobi.